Shalom, Mishpachah, and welcome to the Shofar Ministries Program. This is Dan with the love of my life, Reverend Sheila Crawford.
Shalom to you as well. Tonight we will be actually talking about a study that's very intriguing. And, of course, I love doing that. But first, let's praise the Lord because His signs of the times just keep on coming.
Father God Almighty, we bless Your holy name. We thank You for the added insights that You give those of us seekers who passionately desire to know You more intimately. Therefore, we will continue to search for Your hidden truth as our eyes are continually being made more aware of Your soon return. We know it brings a tear to Your eye over the many who refuse to take the road less traveled, but brings a smile to Your face as You watch those of us that pursue a deeper understanding. Bless tonight's listeners. Hear their prayers, especially for the salvation of all our loved ones, and show mercy to the innocent victims in Israel, and may Your divine will be done on earth as it is in heaven. We pray this in Yeshua's name. Amen.
Amen.
So, before we get to the news, how about a little hint concerning tonight's study?
Okay, well, we will be discussing the iron mixed with clay in Daniel chapter 2.
Very fitting in today's world.
You think?
It's okay. Well, we must begin with Israel.
Of course. Attacks continue, killing approximately 200. Most are of the Hamas group and their leaders who actually started all this. And about 11 Israelis have died. But it appears that attacks might be easing up. Not sure, but they think so. Because Israel is clearly the victor and has destroyed many buildings and actually about 9 miles of underground tunnels. But the Palestinian leaders portray themselves as innocent victims, for that is their MO. And the far leftists over here are escalating the Palestinian victimhood while Biden plays along as he is caught in the middle, you know, since he wants to make friends with Iran, and it's Iran who has been supplying the rockets, etc., to their proxy terrorists.
Yeah, you know, there are about 5 different factions.
But Hamas is talking with Egypt about a ceasefire, at least.
Yeah, which happens every time.
Well, yeah, right. Cause the chaos, then stop, reload, start again.
Mm-hmm.
When they know the U.S. has a weak president, especially. But this President Biden actually began sending money to the PA, $130 million already. And remember, Trump had stopped that.
And there was peace in the region while Trump was president.
And even signed the Abraham Accords.
Where are those Arab countries now?
They're standing by if needed, but the UAE is threatening to withhold funds to Hamas if this doesn't stop soon.
So that should be a good incentive for them.
Well, money does talk.
Uh-huh.
But it is a shame that the innocent, good Palestinians have to endure under such wicked rulers. You know, I stayed with a Palestinian family for a week the last time I visited Israel, and they were great hosts and good people, and they even listened to my seed planting.
Well, yeah, they deserve better leadership.
For sure. And by the way, nations like Germany and the Czech Republic, Austria, Ukraine, and more are showing support for Israel to defend itself.
And Israel is very capable.
Oh, yes. And the Iron Dome defense system is helping a lot. But can't get them all. In fact, over 3,300 rockets have been fired into Israel. But instead of just words, we over here should help Israel on resupplying some of those warheads that are used for the Iron Dome. And can you believe that 28 far-left Dems in Congress signed a petition for Biden to stop all aid to Israel? Never mentioning Hamas recently getting millions and then started the rocket firing.
Yeah, you know, it's really outrageous.
Well, apparently Netanyahu is amenable to wrapping up the fighting.
but less so are its military.
Right, and the Shin Bet Security Service commanders who say that more needs to be done before their master plan finishes the job of eclipsing the Palestinian terrorist war capabilities.
Well, let's pray that Hezbollah from Lebanon doesn't join in.
Which could happen since six shells were fired from Lebanon but fell short of crossing over the border. But the Israeli military responded by firing artillery at the sources of the launches in Lebanon. Anyhow, over here, Representative Stefanik of New York, now the lead chair in the Republican House, replacing Rhino Liz Cheney, said that the DOJ is questioning the Republicans, their audit of the 2020 election fraud in Arizona. You know, they're just saying, well, it's just unconstitutional.
So they're trying to block any audits?
They sure are, but they're going to have a fight on their hands because finally some Republicans are getting a stronger backbone.
And yeah, we'll see.
And, of course, it will be interesting also to see now that the vaccinated have most of their freedoms back, how will they identify the unvaccinated? And, you know, my heart grieves for the many children who will be injected with this foreign substance. But more on this later. But first, let's tell our newer listeners how they can connect with us.
You can send your comments or your end-time questions to Sheila@ShofarMinistries.net or call the office. But be sure to leave your phone number with your detailed message to 440-834-9006, and we will call you back. Or by regular mail, Post Office Box 513, Burton, Ohio, 44021. And yes, we do need your help to stay on the air. Your love offerings are greatly appreciated. You can also donate on our webpage, shofarministries.net, where you will find our archived past radio and teaching newsletters.
And we have a quick announcement about next week's program, because some of you have requested that we replay the program on the many rapture scriptures, including from the Old Testament. Well, we will next week because we will actually be off next Tuesday.
So tell your friends to tune in.
Because there are really more scriptures than you think. And when we return then the following week, we will discuss the rapture topic in more detail. Okay, so we all know about Ephesians 6. I must say it hundreds of times. And how evil is accelerating. And for quite a while now, the possessed, very rich globalists, many who are also mad scientists, have been experimenting with the human genome.
Chimeras are just one project.
Right, that's the mixing and then growing of human cells with animal cells. And then we have transhumanism, which is mixing artificial intelligence, as in a chip inserted into one's brain and downloaded as in a computer.
Well, you won't need Google anymore.
Exactly. But total manipulation as to think only what they want you to think as per your download. And more experiments like we are being ourselves used for right now. And more will come.
Well, yeah, because knowledge is increasing.
As Daniel 12 predicted, but this knowledge is demonic.
Yeah, no doubt about that.
So now, let's answer the question, why are they pushing these vaccines so forcefully?
Well, it has to be an agenda.
I agree. Even a chance for free college in Ohio, if they get the jab.
And you can enter a raffle for $1 million.
It's such nonsense. Uh-huh. If you have the vaccine, you are supposedly immune. So why do they care that everyone gets inoculated? Which, by the way, these are not vaccines in the normal sense of previous vaccines. These, as I wrote about a year ago, are genetically bioengineered synthetic foreign material containing a genetic code shoved into your arm with the intent to modify your DNA. Oh, but not directly. Rather through what they call a spike protein that very well could enter the nucleus and change your composition.
Yeah, it sounds like playing Russian roulette to me.
So when they say it doesn't change your DNA, it's simply semantics, because directly it won't. But through what they call transfection, which produces spike proteins, that certainly could. And the more shots you get, the more likely it will happen.
Which is why they will make you get boosters.
And they will probably try another pandemic this winter to scare everyone into getting the booster.
So, explain a little more about this code.
Or recipe, as Dr. Tenpenny calls it. Well, although I have some biology training and worked in the medical field for decades, this is still above my pay grade, as the saying goes. But to keep it simple, Dr. Madej, and that's M-A-D-E-J, please look her up. She says these shots has an embedded code that is encased in a hydrogel envelope. So it's a little thick, and it contains the nanolipid particles, which enables it to sneak past your body's defenses, because normally your body would kill something like this. So then it can enter your cells. Now, a cell is like an egg. You have the shell or the membrane. Then you have the cytoplasm.
Like the white of the egg.
Mm-hmm. And the yolk or the nucleus.
And there are other things in the cytoplasm.
Oh, sure. Like ribosomes and lysosomes and a few other things. But what we should be concerned about is the nucleus. And in the very middle of the nucleus is the nucleosis that should never be manipulated. And hopefully, as they insist, this injection will only stay in the cytoplasm to kill off any invaders. And hopefully not continue into the nucleus, which they insist it won't.
And of course, we believe them.
Well, if it does, you could die, or it would change your DNA, make you very sick, particularly in the respiratory area, and thicken the blood with clotting likely to occur, or heavy menstrual cycles, which could affect fertility, even mingle with the sperm seed of men.
Bingo! Depopulation, which is their end game.
Along with tracking your every move.
So, what else is in this shot that would enable someone else to track you?
The nanometal particles. And we'll get more into that in a minute. But, of course, there's a lot more to all this. But there is plenty of resources on alternative websites. Please do your own research. But we really said all that as just a prelude to tonight's Bible scripture in Daniel, the famous statue of Nebuchadnezzar.
With the head of gold.
Representing Babylon, and then the next kingdom of the Medes and Persians.
Arms and chest of silver.
Then the belly was bronze, representing Alexander the Great's Greece.
And then came the legs of iron, representing Rome.
So historically, then, Rome went undercover. The Pope still had great authority, but more like a secret agent. But the kings did listen to the popes. But tonight we want to focus on the feet and toes, because the final kingdom yet to emerge is represented by iron mixed with clay. Honey, please read Daniel 2 verses 42 through 44.
And as the toes of their feet were partly of iron and partly of clay, so the kingdom shall be partly strong and partly fragile. And as you saw iron mixed with ceramic clay, they will mingle with the seed of men, but they will not adhere to one another, just as iron does not mix with the clay.
And now here comes the good news, verse 44.
And in the days of these kings, the God of heaven will set up a kingdom which shall never be destroyed, and the kingdom shall not be left to other people. It shall break in pieces and consume all these kingdoms, and it shall stand forever.
Amen and hallelujah.
Amen.
So, a couple years ago I taught on this because transhumanism was just surfacing, and the metal represented by the iron in the toes easily fit the description of the last days and after the rapture. But now we can add another more easily accepted way to get the metal or the iron into the clay of a human being out of fear of catching COVID,
which we know was man-made and purposely let escape.
I believe that's true. So we are an experiment, and it's a means for control and tracking one's every move.
By using algorithms as they do with computers.
Did you know that on Moderna's website, you can look this up, they refer to this mRNA shot as the software of life with unending possibilities. Seriously.
It's the nanotechnology.
Nano means extremely microscopic metal particles that along with high frequency radio waves, as in 5G, will track your every move through high tech.
This is also why the shots are free.
And now you can even get a free 5G phone for your old one because they want to fry your brain to do whatever you are told.
So God is the potter and we are the clay. Isaiah 64:8.
Mm-hmm. So we are the toes and feet mixed with the iron and ruled over by Rome, who will once again emerge as the supreme empire, with the Antichrist at the head, who will appoint a false prophet who will obey him.
Rome was ruling when Jesus was here the first time.
And that was part one. Now, Jesus in part two will finish the job, so Rome must rule again, so Jesus can and will defeat them all this time and set up his own kingdom. Even Daniel chapter 9, verses 24 through 27 explicitly says that the same people that ruled when the temple sanctuary was destroyed in 70 AD, the same will be back, sewn from the same cloth. In other words, Rome, who to this day is very powerful, especially this pope and the first Jesuit to rule. And by the way, the Antichrist can play two roles as political leader and spiritual leader.
Well, yeah, they did before.
Yes, hence the two keys on the Vatican's flag, silver and gold, political and spiritual. The false prophet will merely be the Antichrist's puppet. You know, we really can learn from the past.
Amen to that, sister.
There's nothing really new under the sun. I think you should read Ecclesiastes 1, 9, and 10.
That which has been is what will be. That which is done is what will be done. And there is nothing new under the sun. Is there anything of which it may be said, see, this is new? It has already been in ancient times before us.
Everything goes in a circle, which is why we will be back to the Garden of Eden, but without Satan.
Well, at least for 1,000 years.
Yes, then he will get one more try to deceive the nations, according to Revelation 20, verse 7. But if you've done any study on Genesis 6, and I think you have, I think you know that it's always been Satan's goal to corrupt the entire human genome, and he almost got away with it. Till God said, I don't think so, and spared 8 people out of the flood. Well, also according to Genesis 6 verse 4, this corruption happened again sometime after the flood, as evidenced by the giants in Canaan, and we all remember Goliath and his brothers, and Satan's still trying to corrupt our genome, as we are witnessing today. For quite some time now, scientists have had the demonic technology to change the human gene pool, adequately termed as transhumanism. There are statements from these evil scientists or transhumanists who will admit they believe that superhuman powers and extremely advanced life extension technologies will allow them to essentially become like gods. Now, where have we heard that before? Well, the Mormons have always believed that, and that's the same lie told to Eve. This is also known as singularity. When artificial intelligence, as in metal computer chips, merges with and even surpasses human intelligence, with all society eventually being transformed into hybrids, just like the offspring from the Nephilim, the giants. We must admit today our computers contain more knowledge than we do. And when the COVID injections start the depopulation process, Revelation 6:8, there will be less to convince and therefore control. So, do we think it absurd if the so-called experts offer to put one in our brains so at any time we can just think of a topic and have the information in our minds? Right now, and being clouded by internet addiction, some would easily sign up and add some fabulous promises along with it, like no more diseases, never grow older, or you can become a god. Just worship me, the chief god. Yes, they will gladly take the mark because, again, it's the same old lie, nothing new, just a different package. This so-called artificial intelligence becomes demonic intelligence because this iron mixed in with the clay now becomes the perfect host for demons. And DARPA, who defends advanced research projects, has declared its intent to develop genetically enhanced super soldiers and super intellects with embedded microchips. Gene splicing through CRISPR is already taking place in modern medicine. China has been doing it for years. As we already noted, animals can be made to grow human replacement parts and are called chimeras. The Bible forbids the interbreeding of species, and we are going beyond the pale. Right now, we are a human guinea pig for the elite. We are their experiment. Will the next shot be even more potent? Remember Ephesians 6 and redeem your time wisely, because he really is coming, and he's coming soon. So, do you have the blood of Jesus flowing through your heart? How well do you know him? Is he personal to you? If not, you can invite him in right now. Jesus is your Savior who has totally paid your debt for sins. Grab it right now. Unless, of course, you prefer to pay the debt for your sins yourself, and that would mean forever in hell. You don't want to go there. Why take the chance? But it's still your choice. He won't knock the door of your heart down, but he's standing there waiting for you to open your heart to him. I want to leave you with the ironic blessing from number 6. The Lord will bless you and keep you. The Lord will make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord will lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. So till next time, Sha'alu Shalom Yerushalayim. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem, because those who love her, well, you're going to prosper in every way possible. Psalm 122, verse 6. Okay, so remember, next week will be the rapture scriptures. Tell your friends, and we'll be back the following week, and we'll expound on the rapture, because it's an important topic. God bless. Till next time.
Thanks for listening to this week's broadcast from Shofar Ministries, hosted by Sheila Crawford on AM 1220, The Word. If you would like to help keep this show on the air, please visit the Shofar Ministries website, shofarministries.net. That's all one word, shofarministries.net. Once you're there, click the donate button on the left side of the page, and it will take you to the PayPal secure payment site. If you don't use the internet, you can send your check or money order donation to the following address, Box 513, Burton, Ohio, 44021. That's Box 513, Burton, Ohio, 44021. For any questions or comments about this program, please send an email to Sheila at the following address, Sheila@ShofarMinistries.net. That's Sheila@ShofarMinistries.net. Please join us next Tuesday night at 8 for Shofar Ministries, right here on AM 1220, The Word. The preceding program was brought to you by Shofar Ministries.